Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Elcordy, and welcome to Public Advocate Radio. Today, my guest is Lori Gregory, or Lori Martin Gregory, and she is involved with the 1986 The Act and the Andy Wakefield podcast. I'm not completely sure of the role she plays. She very well may be the producer, but I certainly want to know directly from her what it is she does, so I ask her the correct questions, right? My co-host today is going to be Diane Bishop, and Diane is the lady who introduced us, and quite frankly, just a wonderful woman, has been a terrific guest, always speaks about things that are unfortunately dire, but when you're in in the vaccine issue, there are dire things are around every corner, you know, and the things that emanate from uninformed decisions don't just stop at injury and death. I mean, child confiscation and the COVID-19 vaccine is looming, and child confiscation is happening right now in the United States, associated with COVID. So I don't know. I'm kind of like losing it. I'm sorry, everybody, but I just got the most important letter from Jim O'Kelly. I have to tell you all about that. I'm going to read it until she calls in because I want everybody to take this very seriously. The minute I heard of the coronavirus, that second I knew vaccines are in the offing, right? So what I did was I made a blog, my old blog I updated for the last time, I think. It's called Billion Toddler March for Survival.blogspot.com. And I uploaded my Unite to Save Our Children call for a national moratorium on vaccination now banner. I asked everybody to put that as their cover photo. I said, we can stop this right now if you take these three actions. One of them is to get that banner up. Everybody, get it up on your cover. Number two was to send to Congress Catherine J. Frumpovich's health care freedom amendment to the Constitution, would be the 28th Amendment. I certainly sent it to Representative Posey three times. And also, the third thing was Jim O'Kelly's website, shotsoftruth.com. Shotsoftruth.com. Why? Because he dispels the existence of a virus. And if you look in the old medical texts, what is the definition of a virus? Morbid poison. That's what a virus is, morbid poison. So if you look into a vaccine, how many morbid poisons are in a vaccine? Let us count the ways. Well, glyphosate and formaldehyde and polysorbate 80 and well, there are certainly the heavy metals and then the animal parts and then the fetal cells, but you're going to find some seriously morbid poisons when you look into vaccines. So when they say there's, you know, it'll give you antibodies to a virus, well, you will show that you have been injected with a morbid poison. And that's because they injected with you it. And Leonard Caldwell, who I, Dr. C, he's called, interviewed him recently. What a valuable interview. I will put that down in the comments area. Just heard a fantastic assessment, scientific assessment by Ben Swan of the masks. I have a list from the World Health Organization of all the reasons masks are harmful. I mean, that's amazing. But nonetheless, everything I refer to, I will put in the comment area. Right now, I will read Jim O'Kelly's Enough is Enough. And then he says, Jim Dandy to the rescue. Well, he's a really great dancer, and he's known as Jim Dandy. But nonetheless, he's also an extremely serious vaccine-aware advocate. And so here it goes. Enough is enough, Jim Dandy to the rescue. This country was brought to its knees. 40 million people lost their jobs. Over 100,000 people closed their business forever. And why? All because of a fake virus. Viruses are dead. Google it. Do not trash can this letter before checking it out. Google, are viruses alive or dead now? When you find out that they are dead, Google my website to find out the history of the virus fraud. ShotsOfTruth.com. Okay, the mainstream science fiction says that viruses don't eat, eliminate, or replicate. In fact, they don't move. So Fauci of CDC wants the world to follow the CDC guidelines. Dr. Gupta of CNN brings on the Sesame Street characters and tells five-year-old kids that viruses jump from person to person. Dr. Siegel of Fox says he studied the coronavirus extensively with the electron microscope. The electron microscope is the only microscope that can see particles of infectious material, which is the virus, which means poison. And it can only visualize non-living particles. And a lady doctor on Fox, when asked the question, do viruses live on makeup, answered without thinking, viruses are not alive. She never appeared on Fox again. You've been had. They are disinfecting everything in sight. And for what? To kill a virus which is dead and, in fact, doesn't exist. And they are not going to stop this madness until you help stop them. I don't expect you to carry this fight on by yourself. I have sent this letter to the following companies. You can combine with other powerful leaders and expose these liars before they lock down America with their fake virus permanently and create the new normal lifestyle, a totalitarian government. Let me leave you with the motto of the CDC. If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, Elise agglutination PCR, color test, clumping test, and magnification test. No virus or antibody are seen because neither exist, except in the minds of the deceivers and those who believe them. Like the boy in the fable says, the CDC virus emperor wears no clothes. Jim Dandy O'Kelly. Now let's see what the next page says, since my guest has not called in, nor has my co-host. Dogs. Can someone please call away at least one of these dogs? Please? Anyone hear me? Anyone here? Oh, dear. They're gone. Oh, okay. All right. So that's page one, which I have to keep clean, not let it. Okay, so here we go. The second page is Businesses United Against Fauci and CDC False Science. This letter has been sent to the following CEOs and owners: Home Depot, JCPenney, Target, Kohl's, Hobby Lobby, Ace H Hardware, B&N Bookstore, Cinemark, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on to list endless corporations that he has sent this to so that they will stop requiring their employees to wear masks. And they're all large corporations, and great for him. I think the last group, I'll just scroll all the way down, says American Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, JetBlue Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska, SkyWest, Spirit. But he there's a whole lot in between. He's really done his due diligence. He's a wonderful man. Now, Jim lost his daughter to the smallpox vaccine. And this was many decades ago at this point, that she became ill from it. Pardon me. And he has... eventually it led to her early demise. My sister, severely mentally retarded after vaccination, and she died at 22. So they'll tell you flat out if your kid's autistic, oh, they're not going to live past 40. Now they're saying not going to live past 35. All I can say is My sister was told 40, and she died at 22. So if they don't kill you as an infant with 33 doses, your life is severely abbreviated. And the minute your child is severely autistic, their life is, that's not the same kid you raised. That kid goes bye-bye, and you got a new kid. As I say, who you don't recognize and doesn't recognize you, okay? So there are many different horrid outcomes, certainly bodily paralysis, you know, that's another trait. So here we go, his latest billboard, viruses are dead. You have been lied to. Google for proof. Are viruses alive? Shotsoftruth.com. Paid for by Jim Dandy O'Kelly. And here's his phone number. Right, he puts it right on the billboard. That's his private phone number. 219-508-5597. Okay? So you can call Jim directly at 219-508-5597. And his website is just chock full of information. But if you want to talk to him directly, if you can help spread the word, because, as I say, the minute I heard coronavirus, you have to look at the date that this was uploaded. That second, I thought, we can stop this. If people realize that viruses are morbid poisons, that's what they are. God knows there are plenty of them in vaccines. Then the whole myth, you can't spread it. It's unspreadable. What are they talking about? And so, but it's a big shift. They have striven to even on when they make this go viral, make sure it goes everywhere. See how they use the term so that it implies it is spread. So I never use the term make it go viral anymore. I'm not trying to support this. I also don't use the word anti-vaccination. Jim does. I use vaccine aware, you know, because I have been accused, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. I say, well, quite frankly, what is an anti-vaxxer? It's someone who's done more research than you. So we are just basically vaccine aware, and we are here to make sure that you eventually get there. You know, we want you to get there, and you need to get there fast because they are certainly serious about closing this country down. And I look at children. Their faces are beet red. They're not running. They're not in the sun. They are unable to breathe, okay? The waitress who served us, we went to a restaurant for my daughter's birthday, and the waitress could barely breathe when she came to take our order. By the end of serving eight of us with this mask constantly on, I don't know if she wound up there was an emergency vehicle, several of them outside the restaurant when we left. So when she finished serving us, about 10 minutes went by. We were just talking and picking up our stuff and sharing things. And eventually we went outside, and I saw the emergency vehicle, and I thought, that's probably our waitress. I'm not kidding. This is how serious this is. And Sherry Saunders did a spectacular job explaining why, as did Ben Swan, as I said. But Sherry took it further. Said to her, I wore a mask for a whopping 10 minutes in a cab, and ever since when I take an Uber or a Lyft, I don't wear them, and guess what? They don't throw me out of the car, okay? But I did the first time, and I got home, and I found that I was having a hard time breathing when I took it off. Then I coughed all night, and I thought, that is so weird. And then she explained, basically, you'll never get back the oxygen you missed. You have inhaled your own CO2, and that's now in your bloodstream. You can't get back the oxygen you didn't breathe in when you wore the mask. Also, what people are unaware of, and I found extremely important, the surgeons, when they're in an operating room, they pump in extra oxygen. I mean, it's very highly oxygenated. Why? To compensate for the masks the surgeons must wear. So who's compensating you for the oxygen you're missing out on? Nobody. So it's especially cruel to do this to children. I don't know why they would do this, but, you know, and the rules change every day, blah, blah, blah. But I want to tell you about the activism that was the consummate activism that I have ever done in my life. I've never seen anything so effective because, you know, myself and a lot of my friends approach complete strangers and educate them about vaccines. First, we have to break down the lie and then build up the truth. It is an arduous and task. I'll just say that. Sometimes it can be you can meet quite a lot of resistance, hands to the face, insults. You get a lot of garbage for trying to save people's lives. It is the hardest job I've ever done, and I've done some very hard jobs, but this is the hardest job. But I do it because I cannot bear if I see someone who's pregnant, especially, let me tell you, I plead with them. I actually, normally I say always reject every vaccine because I used to say always reject vaccines and people would say to me, oh, I thought you meant the MMR. So what makes you think I meant the MMR? I never pulled that one out. I never made that one special. What in the whole wide world, you know? And I found that seven people that I had spoken to in 2 weeks, I found that seven of them had disregarded me. So I said, okay, always reject vaccines becomes always reject every vaccine. And I have a television show, Always Reject Vaccines, which then became always reject every vaccine. Okay? So that we're completely clear. But what was I going to say? Oh, yes, pregnant women, I will approach as kindly as possible and say, please refuse vaccines. Please refuse vaccines. Because we all know they're going to go to their OBGYN, it's going to be offered, and they recommend the CDC 4 doses for pregnant women. Let me just say, I'm going to cut to the punchline. It's not a punchline. To the end of this story, 75% of people who get the 4 doses miscarry, okay? Write to me about how I know that, but it's a long story, and I've told it many times. However, 75%, yeah, you will not find that on the mainstream media. For some reason, they're neglecting to report that. However, I waddled up to this woman who was very, very pregnant with her family, who was mostly, they looked like they were from Pakistan and China. And so it was a mixed family. And the woman was probably, it was from Pakistan, and the husband's family from China. So she might have been from India, but basically that region of the world. And so I had a lot of packages, like 12 small packages in my arms. So I waddled over to this very pregnant woman and I said to her, please refuse vaccines. And everybody's looking at me. Turns out nobody speaks English. Maybe one of them did. I don't know. So they looked confused and I said again, while my packages are falling every which way, please refuse vaccines. And a woman who looked to be an aunt, she was a very tall Chinese lady, I mean, over 6 feet, very tall. And she straightened her back and peered down at me as if, who are you and what are you saying? So she looked at me like, you die, girl, okay? So I waddled away and I got in the car and then my husband turns the engine on and right in front of our car is this 6 foot tall Chinese aunt and she's beaming at me and waving. And so I smile back and wave and she won't move. She does not move. She literally kept us from getting out of the space because she was beaming and smiling and waving. And finally, after 10 minutes of this, My husband looked at me and said, "What did you do?" And I said, "What do I always do? I educate people about vaccines. I warn them not to take them, you know." And it was really cute. But you rarely get that after effect. You know, you get the strange looks and the arched backs and the menacing grimace, but you rarely get what I just saw, you know. And I thought it was great. I thought, you know what, sister, stay there for the next 12 years. You just stay there and smile and wave at me, and I'll take it. I'll absorb it because you're making up for a whole lot of, you know, ignorance that I deal with all the time from others. But anyway, so I don't know what's happening with my guest. I hope she will call in. Hope my co-host will call in. I don't know what's keeping them, unless they've changed the call-in number to the show and I don't know it. No, it's the same call-in number, 516-387-1576. Okay, what I may do is hang up and then call back so that we don't, you know, lose this interview. Okay, attention, please go to shotsoftruth.com or BillionToddlerMarchForSurvival.blogspot.com. And quite frankly, I made a video with Jim O'Kelly. It's called 50 Child Survival Advocates or 30 States Say No Way. It was uploaded under both names. And two-thirds of the channels I subscribe to, two-thirds of the videos I have uploaded to my new blog, brightfuture83.wordpress.com, two-thirds of those videos have been taken down. And the channels I subscribe to, two-thirds of them have been removed. I mean, some great channels, too. I am so saddened. But anyway, I shouldn't carry on about that. Okay, so I will now hang up somehow and call back after I reach out to my guests. Okay? So cheerio for now, my friends. Are you leaving now? Oh, darn it. Is Mavis leaving? Oh, it's up to you, dear. What do you want to do? I had hoped to go with you, but I may not have a show is what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. Hello? Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on. Okay. Okay, I have no idea if I'm in the show or not in the show, but if I'm in the show, please understand that my guests are not able to call in. This is a testimony to what I was just discussing in regard to censorship. And this whole program was to promote 1986, the Act, which is a very important movie. I have learned a lot. I know a lot already, and I have learned a lot. And the Andy Wakefield podcast, which Lori Gregory, I believe, not only co-hosts, but also produces. And I believe she is the producer of 1986, The Act. I was going to ask her these questions when she came on the show, but I believe that to be the truth. I heard from my dear friend, Diane Bishop, who is to be my co-host, and she informed me that she's unable to get in, as is Lori. And I can only say how sorry I am that this is true, but I sincerely doubt anyone is hearing what I'm saying right now because I don't see my number up on the board. So, all the best to you each morning and each evening, and you're listening to Public Advocate Radio, and I have a new slogan. It's called Pearls of Wisdom, Insight, and Truth. And for this, we will be punished. All right. Goodbye for now. Definitely check out 1986, The Act, and the Andy Wakefield podcast. Also, this Saturday on republicbroadcasting.org or RBN, please tune in for Virginia Young from Texas, who has some very important news about child confiscation regarding COVID. And as well, we're going to talk about some other issues we had discussed, but her child has suffered profoundly from the meningitis vaccine. And she knows a lot about this vaccine. I recommend people whose children are required to take it, as children here in New York are, please listen to this program and consider homeschooling before your child would have to receive such a vaccine. All of them are contaminated poisons. So, you know, none should be given or even offered to anyone breathing. And they're only after you if you're breathing, just so you know. Okay, goodbye for now.